Here's an opportunity for you to be kind and compassionate and unselfish. An Ottawa girl who is 5 years old is confronting a fatal disease, and her family is searching for a bone marrow donor. We are joined by Kelly McGibbon, the mother of Hillary McGibbon. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark. Good morning.
Tell me a little bit about what your daughter has been going through.
Well, it's been a difficult past month or so. On a Mother's Day, she was admitted to CHEO after a blood test because of a very low blood counts. And she went from a very, very normal life, a happy life at school, to just completely on the other side of things, being in isolation, not able to attend school any longer, very limited activities. Despite all that, she's still a pretty happy little kid. So that's giving us a lot of joy at home. But yeah, she's been through a lot more than I have, in just her short little 5-year life. Yeah.
And so this is a blood disorder. It's a 1 in a million kind of ailment, as I understand it. And you're saying that as of a couple of months ago, it wasn't even evident?
It's very hard to pinpoint when she started feeling ill, and with this very rare disease, as it's known, you really can't tell. It's idiopathic aplastic anemia, which means there is no known cause.
Okay.
We would say it's been about 5 months of her being fatigued. You know, she'd come home off the bus and take a 20-minute nap, and she had some bruising on her arms and legs, and we thought, okay, well, she's just very active. But when you put all of those things together, it really urged us to press the matter and get that blood test and find out if there was something wrong. And it's very bizarre and surreal, unfortunately.
And now you need a bone marrow donor and somebody who is a closer match than people in your own family, right?
Correct. So a sibling match would have been ideal. So her sister is 8, and she was tested to see if she was a match. She had a 1 in 4 chance of being so. Unfortunately, she was not, like so many other Canadians and others around the world, who have to then rely on an unrelated donor match from somewhere else. So when the search begins, I think we just signed the papers, you know, for the search to begin. And when that begins, they search within the Canadian registry. And then if that fails, they go to the global registry, which includes 80 different countries. So her match, if it's out there, can come from anywhere in the world. And when when Canadians join, you're joining the global registry as well. So you're giving everyone a fighting chance.
Yeah, and it's a numbers game of sorts, right? Because somewhere out there is a perfect match. You just have to have enough people tested and in the database to be able to find that person, right?
That's right. And for some, it's a little more dire. Like for us, we likely have a very good chance of finding a match. There's possible there is not one out there for her. But since we're Caucasian, 70% of the registry in Canada is Caucasian. But for those of other ethnicities, particularly the Indigenous communities, they have a very difficult time finding a match, and that's just as a result of not enough people being in the registry.
Yeah.
So we're kind of advocating for all of those communities as well, to just increase everyone's chance of survival, really.
Yeah, and so on Monday from 3 to 7 at St. Francis Xavier High School in Riverside South, Canadian Blood Services staff will be there to test people, see if they're a match for Hillary, but also put them into the National Stem Cell Registry. So even if you're not a match for Hillary, you might end up saving somebody else's life enter the registry, right?
Well, just to clarify, Monday, people who are coming out to that school location from 3-7, you're coming out to join the National Stem Cell Registry. So there's no way that you're coming out to see if you're a match for Hillary, right? You're seeing if you're a match for anyone.
Right.
If there is a match out there for Hillary, we won't know who that person is. And depending on the country they live in, we won't know for a year. And then we might have the opportunity to meet that person, but it really depends on that country's laws or whatnot. In Canada, that's the case for us, I believe. But yeah, so Monday's event and our call to action is for everyone to simply join the registry to improve Hillary's chance of finding a match. And
right.
You never know, it could be somebody here.
Yeah, and they're not going to say to you right there, okay, you're a match for Hillary. It's not going to work like that. But
no,
it is possible that somebody could come from this event on Monday.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Absolutely.
Is there anything people need to know about what they need to do to become part of the registry?
I think the what people need to realize is how easy it is. So, you know, if you can't make it out on Monday, you can do it online. You just go to blood.ca. They send you a package in the mail. You swab the inside of your cheek and you mail it back in. And then, you know, boom, you're on the registry. And your chances of actually being called to donate are 1 in 900. And then there are different ways of donating your stem cells. So there's this, you know, stem cell donation, bone marrow donation. There's also, you know, the cord blood. And there's just, you know, it's like you said, it is a numbers game. And we are hoping people understand the benefits. And I also want to encourage the community here, because we get a lot of people who are over that 17 to 35 age bracket. And if you are, you can still save lives by donating blood. Hillary continues to receive blood transfusions, and that's because people out there are continuing to donate their blood as well. So there's many, many, many ways to help.
Yeah. Again, though, they're looking in particular for people between the ages of 17 and 35, correct?
Correct, and particularly males. So they you know, we welcome both males and females, but males do offer the best patient outcomes for some very, you know, specific scientific reasons. So that's why we're really encouraging those strong, young, healthy males to get out there and be a hero.
The very best of luck to you and to your daughter. Thank you very much for joining us today, Kelly.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Kelly McGibbon, who is the mother of Hillary McGibbon, a 5-year-old girl with a rare blood disorder, 1 in a million disorder that will be fatal if there is not a perfect match with a bone marrow donor. You can find more information about this at OttawaMatters.com. Coming up, the highlights of the week.
There's always more to the story. Ottawa Today with Mark Sutcliffe. We'll be right back on 1310 News and Rogers TV.